Okay, this video, hopefully I'm gonna make this pretty quick because I was going through a Pinterest thing I got. You just look at, pretty girls and, superhero stuff like that. And I got a Marilyn Monroe picture because I got, for some reason, it looks horrible on this screen, but it's a picture of Marilyn Monroe, right? I got into Marilyn Monroe one night and just started just watching a bunch of stuff she did, and just educating myself, reading about her. And you know what? It finally started to click in my brain. I started to understand why people like Marilyn Monroe so much. And I'll tell you the reason why people like Marilyn Monroe so much. It's kind of the same reason why people like Selma Hayek. Or I can't think, what's that other girl's name? She's older, not Lena Dunham. There's another actress, and I love her, man. I think she's married to Tim Burton because they're both a little weird, but I love it because they just do their own thing. See, the reason why these women excel is because because what they are is them. You see, and this is what I wanted to talk about in the women's dressing styles, which I shouldn't just pretty much made this like women's characteristics. You see, a big thing that women do always fail to understand is this. Just because Halle Berry could wear short hair does not mean this other woman could wear short hair. You see, and this goes back into the core realization that I touch on of women. See, women very rarely come up with genuine thoughts and genuine morals and genuine loyalty. Their genuine loyalty, morals, and thoughts are going to mimic usually whatever the loudest thing in the room is going to be, or the strongest thing in the room is going to be. So when you get these anomalies like these Marilyn Monroes and these Selma Hayeks, who they're them first, and then they're this beautiful woman second and third. Oh, these women are just walking perfection. I see why these women made it so far. But so I was watching Marilyn Monroe in some older movies where she had I guess cameos or something, or she was like a main actress. It would be like clips. And I totally get it. And this is, I mean, Marilyn Monroe, this is like fairly, relatively kind of old work I was watching. And it's 2000, almost 2020. And I'm like, this is my first time seeing her, and I get it. I get why people were crazy about her. I get it, I mean, of course she's pretty. She has the pretty thing down, you pile on makeup and the blonde hair and the red lipstick. She has all that. But there's deeper with her, and if there's something deeper with her, and this is what women on average. See, like I said, women are poor judgments of character. When they, like they don't like they never really get much. They don't really understand a lot. You see, and most women, I will guarantee most women probably would not understand what I'm saying with this. And I really hope women come across this video and hear these things because, okay, just because Marilyn Monroe did something, okay, the equivalent of Marilyn Monroe and women trying to imitate her, like the Lana Del Rey girl, like the modern girls, they're trying to imitate Marilyn Monroe's. That is the equivalent of a man. That would be like the equivalent of me. I only weigh 140, 145 pounds, and I'm gonna be walking around with big muscle shirts on, trying to walk with my arms out. That's the equivalent. I just look completely ridiculous because it's not what I am, you see? And it's the same thing with women. Just because Marilyn Monroe had a certain way about her, the second you imitate Marilyn Monroe, I'm gonna see it, and you're just an imitator at this point. This is not you, you see? And this is one thing that I think many women just, like I said, because at the core of it, because women, I think, because the core of it, most women's initial goal is just to please other people, right? Their initial goal is to just make is to get validation from pleasing other people. And just like every woman, whenever they stop getting that, they're going to eventually contemplate suicide. It's just it's a read any woman's diary, read any, get on any chat forum with where they think it's all women, and watch them talk about when guys don't validate them or anything. And I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to be contemplating suicide somewhere in there. And not like playful suicide, like guys, like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Like, no, like, I'm seriously getting anxiety problems, and I'm thinking about suicide because they're not paying attention to me anymore because a new girl came around. Like, this is where women's brains go when they don't get that validation. So that when that validate, like, most women are going to be overrun with this need to be validated for either just because how they just woke up as women, they want to be validated for that, or they want to actually try to please you and say, oh, well, thank you, you're so nice, you know, stuff like that. And I think that kind of kills a lot of women's natural mojo, for lack of better words. Like, Marilyn Monroe had a natural mojo. Listen to Selma Hayek pretty much speak in any interview and you'll see what I'm saying. She has her own mojo, her own flow. She still has this way of, you know, she still kind of wants men to like her, but it's still, that core is still there. Like, she has a personality. You see what I'm saying? This is what many women lack completely. And they're so confused and just lost that they don't even know the first it's for many women, it's more scary to develop their own personality than just mimic other people that they think are successful's personality. And a lot of women, they really just get stuck in it and they cannot get out. That's why, like I said, this is usually a clear step when you see women who just fail to grow. For instance, like, you know, like the hot girl who was 20, and when she starts getting too far past 25, she's still dressing like the hot girl. You know, she still has her tits out. Or like pretty much most female porn stars, when they start getting older, they fail to grow. One porn star I'm thinking of specifically, Ava Devine. I remember Ava Devine. She's like this kind of Asian type of ex-porn star. Well, she thinks she's still a porn star now. She's just pathetic now. But back in the day, she was like legitimately like good porn material. Ava Devine. I think it was Ava Devine. But she was like kind of Asian looking. Man, I stumbled upon current pictures of her on Instagram. Like, current. Like, see, that is sad. Because, see, a lot of women, they don't learn how to grow. So they just kind of keep trying to hold on to that prime youth of being, you know, either 25 and hot or being 32 and being like, you know, a hot MILF type of thing. And they never, and they don't casually grow, you see, grow into something else. So Ava Devine, the porn star I'm talking about now, she's like 45, 50. She's got these huge, huge fake breasts. I'm talking just Botox, just all in her. She looks horrible. I mean, it really looks bad. She's the other extreme of it. Like, she's the type of woman who never had her own genuine personality and grew, you see. Like, had Marilyn Monroe had it kept aging, she would have had her own personality. I tell you another one who had her own personality to grew, and she actually used to be pretty hot, Joan Rivers. I seen an early stand-up of Joan Rivers, and Joan Rivers was like, she was good looking. Like, I would have tried to hook up with Joan Rivers back when she was younger. But you know what? She had her own personality, and that's what kept her relevant until she died. Everybody knew everybody in my age bracket, everybody knew who Joan Rivers was. She was that old crazy woman that people like to talk to. But she was ugly by the time I got to see her, you know, live. But when she was younger, she was like, she naturally had the look. But see, like Selma Hayek and Marilyn Monroe, when they opened their mouth, they had something to say, you see. And that's a huge weakness for most women. When most women start talking, they don't got nothing to say because they're used to just being 23 and hot and then the man just saying everything and getting them to talk. But see, like these chicks like Marilyn Monroe, Joan Rivers, Selma Hayek, when these women talk, I can happily sit back and just let them talk and legitimately listen and legitimately be interested in it. You see, legitimately. Most women, I can't say that for. I cannot say that for. And most men know it. That's why they have to pretty much bogart conversations, because they know when that woman starts talking, she ain't gonna say nothing worth nothing. Pretty much, yeah. That's what I got. This is a 10-minute video. This is real quick. But I really wanted to share this because I was looking at Marilyn Monroe, and like, I get it, man. I get why. Marilyn Monroe, she was one of those types. She's one of those Selma Hayek slash Joan Rivers slash, you know, she was one of those women who, when she said something for real, like, she legit had something to say. And she wasn't like some, you know, ridiculous feminist like what Emma Watson turned into. See, Emma Watson is going to be a sad case. Mark my words on this. Emma Watson is going to be a sad victim of this current wave of feminism, because she's a beautiful girl. Now she's going to turn 30 and she's a feminist and she's casually dating herself. That is just going to, because now Emma Watson has, you know, she, when she talks, there's something of value that comes out her mouth too, but she went too far in the independent area of it. You see, she got too independent. So like, she, all those cool points she had from being the cute girl who blossomed out of that Harry Potter movie world, and now she's like, you know, cute, all those cool points she got from that, she's going to lose all that. All that. Oh, she's going to lose all that and the bag of chips she had with her. Because once they roll in on that feminism, it's over. Once women roll in on that feminism, she's going, the only man that's going to put up with is going to be some beta bitch, or some dude that's telling her what she wants, or another version of a beta bitch. Some dude that's telling her what she wants to hear in hopes to get in her pussy. That's it. She, and the thing is, see, and like I say in other videos, the thing is, like, see, these women know exactly what the men are doing. It's not a secret, okay? They know, okay? They're just happy they got a man to do it for them, you know? But they know. See, the guys are the only ones who, the men in the beta bitch men are the only ones thinking that the women don't know. Everybody knows, okay? Okay, it's not a secret, bro. I know, okay? The only other way I've seen it happen, let's say if a guy has daughters and he doesn't want his daughters to, you know, to turn out like sluts or something like that, so he'll hop on the feminism train. Now, I can understand that. But any, pretty much any other way is just some beta bitch trying to get pussy for the most part. But back to the original topic. See, with like, with women and dressing, see, like, women have to learn how to become their own form of woman, you see. Like, because a lot of sexy girls, they're trying to dress sexy, but the whole sexy thing is being based off of what they think is sexy because other women do it. You see what I'm saying? See, so like women are naturally followers for the most part. What they do, they want to follow, because see, in following, now they can now please because they're following. See, because once you get a follower, see, that follower can now have the opportunity to please. You so see, that's how that works with women. And but see, like, what's going to make a woman stand even more is if she has to have like that right balance of being independent but not being Emma Watson. You see, Emma Watson and above is the whole bad extreme of it. Emma Watson's probably like right at that beginning part of it, where she could possibly redeem herself off of it if she tried. I don't think she will, because women usually just go one direction. Women are usually one way streets. But she, Emma Watson, she's right at that entry phase where she could possibly redeem herself and come back down and normally to you know, people genuinely desiring her again. But that feminism is gonna kill her. I mean, she's going to have money because Harry Potter's not going anywhere. So she's always going to have her own money. But as far as being desirable ever again, that feminism killed it. I'm not going to even say college, because she went off to college and she got a degree. That didn't do it. It was the feminism that killed it. Once their brains go in that direction, it's over. But to the main topic, the dressing styles, you see, like, there has to be like that perfect in the middle area, like, we're of just being normal. Like Selma Hayek, from what I heard from Marilyn Monroe, I heard her interviews, because Marilyn Monroe, she has some interviews and she says some real shit. She's not some Barbie doll bitch. Like, she said like some real shit. Talking about she's not like a legit philosopher or nothing like that, but given what she was, and then in her time period, like, she was saying some deep shit that most women now just, their brains can't even come up with half of the shit she was saying. Because most women's brains ain't trying to think that hard, you know, but she was saying some real shit. I was getting into her, but I should probably rename this video as something else. But yeah, that's what I got, man, with the women thing and like with the chances of you finding like a woman with her own personality that's not a complete bitch or something like that is very low. But when you find them, they're gonna be popular because it's so difficult to find a woman to just be normal. You see, like it's so difficult for that because, like I said, most women don't have anything to talk about. Most women are super basic. Most women are super basic bitches or they're crazy. It's hard to find just a natural, normal woman, man. That's the end goal of this video.